Blog Talk Radio.
Received a prescription from your doctor. Think back. How often have you gotten a prescription focused on happiness and self-love? Now is the time to create your own new prescription for love and for healing and health. Stay tuned. Welcome to my radio show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-transforming Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Today's guest, Astrid Schiller, originally from Germany, speaks many languages, and so she understands the wounds and healing from the perspective of many different cultures. Years ago, she had mercury poisoning and was told she would not survive. Then she was told she could not have children, and she was heartbroken. But then she became a certified nutritional therapist, discovered the fundamentals of physical healing, and then became a Reiki master, ascension healer, working with the energy body. She has survived and thrived with a healthy body and three beautiful children. So Astrid knows that the impossible is possible, and that ultimate love is self-love. In fact, she just created a new summit, and she's going to be talking about it today. You can join the summit on the link on this page that says join the summit. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Astrid Schiller.
Thank you so much. I am delighted to be here.
And we were talking right before we came on the show, and you mentioned that you had worked in the corporate world. So as you're talking about your background, please explain how that really helps you to understand something about relationships. It really does. So tell us about your education, training, and then we'll talk about the obstacles you overcame. So just a brief overview of your background.
A brief overview. Thank you so much, first of all, for the beautiful invitation and letting me talk about the things that I'm really passionate about, which is really supporting and healing people in every perspective of their lives. My background is corporate. I am marketing executive in the corporate world, actually in the pharmaceutical world, and I was there for decades. I became that sick while working there, and my belief at that time was still pharmaceuticals, medication, going from one doctor to the other never ever helped me, and this made me then doing my own research, and I realized you have to be on top of things, even though if you don't have the energy, you rely on people, which is in the first place, okay. But if you're then getting your energy back, then try to find your own steps one by one by one. Take baby steps. You get to do that really every day, because if you don't take care of yourself and pour love into you, your body will not sustain. And the unprecedented times is a beautiful example of take care of yourself first, like in the airplanes. Take your mask on first before you support somebody else. And this is how I've learned actually really to do this, to go my way. My way is unusual. Coming from Germany, there are all kinds of trades that you have to learn first. But my way first guided me into learning different languages like French, like Spanish. Then I found the ability to create. I loved creating things. I loved supporting people. That was already early on. I became a marketing specialist. I did my bachelor. I did then my master. I have so many masters, but it was always supporting people until I became sick. And then I realized I need to support first myself because my container was empty. And this is actually my way then. I found my way of really being consistent every day, even if it's a little bit, helped me to walk through not only the fear and the scarcity, because my organs at that time were shutting down, but it helped me to heal every day a little bit. It's a long story.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention something in here because you happened to say it right before we got on. Something about how the people closest to us often are very critical and don't understand. And that goes for the relationships that we're choosing, the work that we're doing, and our healing.
Yes. Let's say that even when I became a Reiki master last year, my best friend became the most critical people because they had me in their perspective in a certain draw. And all of a sudden, they know that I am the nutritionist. They know I know what kind of food to take in order to break down your issues, your diseases, your symptoms. But then working with energy made it for me complete. And since they know what I do, they are not only the most skeptical people, they become very hurtful because they don't want me to get out of this draw. And it's very interesting how the relationship to the closest ones changed because they were not open to my change in my life.
And I had that same experience because one particular friend sees me as knowing about relationships. So when I did a webinar about healing and healing your body, she was not open to that and was very critical of what I was saying. You know, just found a way to be critical. I thought about it later. So it's just, it happens.
This is beautiful what you just said. Yes, exactly. Because since I am doing my health summit, I changed the perspective as well because the energy healing came into this. And when I'm talking energy healing, energy is everywhere around us. Well, the people that know me as nutritionist do not understand where the pivot point was and how now shifting energy can not only come from eating the right food, but shifting your energy inside and actually align the brain with the heart and with the gut. Because even in science, we know the heart and the gut have brain cells. Everything, if this, all of this is aligned, everything will be better.
And we also know that the gut has 50% of the dopamine and 85 to 90% of the serotonin and other neurotransmitters that go through the vagus nerve to the brain. So if your gut is upset, and another part is your heart, it has 5,000 times the magnetism of the brain. So when any of these parts is out of alignment, things don't work as well. So I love a nutritionist saying that, that it's not only the food that you eat. It's an important part, but it's the energy that you're getting from the food and how your body is taking it in.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I'm telling you, since I really combine both healing components, it's so much easier even for my clients to go through the healing, because now all of a sudden we have really every range of healing integrated in my coaching program. Not only did they change already before, but now we go really inside of the trauma, kind of like a one-stop shop. You don't need any more your naturopathy. Yes, still go to your chiropractic, but there is so much more that we can do right now with everything that we can now combine in terms of energy and food. It's amazing. I cannot stop talking about it.
Oh, I love hearing this. You're speaking to the choir with me, because I've trained in a lot of different things, and I keep incorporating and loving it. I just finished a training called Truly Heal Functional Medicine, and that incorporates all the different aspects that cause illness or that are related to illness and things that you can do. But I wanted to say something about the food, then we'll get on to more about relationships. If you eat the most perfect diet, but you're not loving it and you're not understanding why and you're not feeling the energy of it, it's hard to stay with it.
That's totally true. And I mean, if a doctor is telling you, you get to lose now 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds in order to survive, then you might only want to do this because the doctor said so. But if there is a resistance, then you will maybe lose your 30, 50, or 100 pounds immediately. But because of the resistance, the day off, you will get down with your pounds. You will reach your goal. You will stop going into the right direction. You will stop and eat the first cake or ice cream or whatever you want to indulge, and said, well, I lost so much pounds now, I can eat this. Because the essence of all of this, the why, might have not been so important to you. So
absolutely.
What I'm saying with that, if a doctor is telling you, you get to take, for example, this kind of medication because you have this and this symptom. Myself, I know that nature has everything in order to cure you. Those band-aids in terms of prescription are perfect at the beginning, but then let's find different solutions. Now, if you then want to lose or get healthier and you want actually to go into the root cause of it, it's not the medication that will help you, because doctors only treat certain organs, or they treat the symptom, but they have not the time really to go deeper. And since I'm working now with the energy, I actually found out that every one of us has some sort of trauma inside.
Absolutely.
Some sort of emotional toxicity. And this comes out in our business, in our job, in our relationship to ourselves or to our loved ones. In everything what we do, we're getting triggered. And there is always a reason why. If we do not identify the why and the how and the when, the resistance, coming back now to not being able to shed the last 10 pounds, the resistance of shedding that will always be there, because we have actually not identified why we are doing this.
It's so simple, isn't it? But it's not easy for most people.
It's not easy. It's really not easy. But it gets
so
to be
to
if you work with a coach who understands everything.
Someone can guide you.
Yes.
So what obstacles have you overcome?
Oh, my goodness. 30 years ago, I had this immense pain in doctors diagnosed with Crohn's disease, so an autoimmune disorder. And until I figured then out, and this is where I started my own research because my organs started to fail. They called already my parents at that time, 30 years ago, in order to tell them, guys, we're losing her. This is when I then started all my research on what is actually wrong, and not with me, but what I do. And that's a different approach. Then I found out.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. But then
just
I found
repeat
out.
That because people just repeat that statement.
Okay. I found out what is wrong, not with me, but on what I do.
That's
because
so basic.
What I do every day contributes to how do I feel tomorrow, the next day, what next week, in a month or year. What I do right now has an implication in my future. So if I do not, for example, eat right, and this is actually, the trigger here was mercury poisoning, and it came from my old fillings because they were leaking. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And no one at that time, 30 years ago, was actually able to let me know where this could actually come from. They were talking about spinach. They were talking about this, and I said, no, this has not enough mercury. Until I looked in the mirror and I opened my mouth. And then at that time, I took 14 medication to handle not only the pain, but to handle the Crohn's disease. Because that is a symptom. Yes, it is painful and it is a disease, but it is still a symptom. If you do not find the root cause, you will not be able to heal. And this is what people really need to understand. Yes, I got all the medication, but besides that, I had to research what the root cause was, and that was one of the major obstacles. Then afterwards.
And that. Yeah, that's an obstacle
thing,
for everyone, not getting the root
exactly,
cause. Go on.
Exactly, yes. And then a couple of years later, they were telling me I would not be able to have any children. Holy moly. And I was always, no. I get to have children. I want to have children. And this is not because for myself. I just wanted to give life. Further, I wanted to show my little people how beautiful life can actually be if you make it fun every day. And then they told me, those people in white, I would not be able to be a mother. Well, I proved them wrong again because now I have two children. And I have to say as well, my first child, I got my first one when I was 42. And the last one when I was 46. I am over 50. I'm well over 50. And I know people are telling me, oh, my God, you don't look like that. You don't have to look like that. You don't. And this is what I'm always saying to my clients. You don't have to feel menopausal symptoms to the women. You don't have to have a protruding belly. You don't. This is not a sign of age. This is a sign of how you treated yourself over the years. And it
absolutely.
Is reversible. Yes.
So
and it is reversible.
Us,
and this is fantastic. This is so exciting.
So tell us how what seems impossible to most people, and even to the doctors, people have final stage of cancer, and they've recovered. But the doctor doesn't usually think that it's possible. They go outside and find something else. They find the
root cause
or find God. So anyway, what do you believe makes the impossible possible?
So I can tell you that 3 years ago, the doctors diagnosed me with pancreatic cancer. And
wow.
When I heard that, it was a slap in my face. I was shocked. I broke down first. You know what? Everybody, you know, with three little children in my baggage, and everything was just going down the road. But, and here it comes, a week later, when after I got myself back, I realized this is just a diagnosis from somebody. People want to give everything a name, but what is it actually? That I don't want to, you know, my mother passed away with cancer as well. My grandfather passed away with cancer as well. But what is actually the root cause? And I can tell you, when I received that diagnosis, I was so much in a survival mode for a couple of weeks. It was so stressful to get me back out of this. And only a coach got me out of this, because I was able to call and to, yes, I broke down, but my coach was able to get me out. 3 months later, they did another MRI, and they couldn't find anything anymore.
That's amazing.
So what I'm saying with this, it's not for everybody, but when you do have your why, when you know why you want to live, when you know emotionally it has to be so important for you and for your future, you want to be alive. If that is the case, you can change anything.
What a beautiful message. But you have to know so clearly that that's what you want, and that it's possible.
And you have to work every day, not only on this belief, so that the negativity around you, with the doctors, with the hospitals, with even your family, with your friends, is not pulling you down. You have to work with the right people who are pulling yourself up. And when
it's not only work
decision,
with the right people, it's also surround yourself with friends, whoever you can, that keeps on believing in you. They have to believe in you, because sometimes, no matter how clever and how together you are, sometimes you don't believe in yourself. You get caught
then
in some of
the negativity.
Then these
are not the right people. And exactly. And here we come to the relationship part. Because when you
big,
look yourself
part.
In the mirror and you tell yourself, I can't do this, then you won't be able to do this. But if you look yourself in the mirror and you say, I can do this, I got this, and I can tell you at the beginning, it was so hard. And I was crying in the mirror, and why I want to see my children grow up. I want to be there when the grandchildren are coming, and I want to be fit when they're here. Do I still struggle with some things? Absolutely. But I'm working every day on
yes.
it. And this is the important thing. Yes, I
when
have
you say you're
well.
Working on it, just explain how are you working on it? Because you say I'm working on it every day. What are you doing?
Yes. I change my routine completely. And I say routine, and this has a lot to do with self-love. It has to do with really taking care that the right nutrients are coming into my body every day. And this doesn't need to be an exercise that leads to 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. No. But at least For example, drink your celery juice, your fresh pressed celery juice in the morning before you drink anything else. No water, no coffee, no tea, no nothing. Drink your celery juice and your liver and your stomach and your gut will say thank you. It will take a while, but continue doing it. Increase your water because your body exists out of water. Your eyes are over 80% out of water. You have glasses? Well, maybe you need to train your vision again because we used to go onto a screen or we used to only go very reading something, but we don't used to go very, very far in the distance and coming back to the front. You know, those kind of little exercises. Take the time to take a shower. Why not every day? And end up with a cold shower. Why? Because your circulation will be better. You hate it? Even better. Do it. You don't like something? Do
I like
it anyways.
And that's
actually it.
That.
So really, these are really those little things where you can pull yourself out yourself. I have a toolbox with so many little things in it that are helping my clients to get out when they are in crisis. And it doesn't have to be a coaching session. Sometimes a coaching session is absolutely necessary, especially in the first 3 months. But then it becomes manageable. And then they know where to go. And this is still a relationship with themselves until they realize maybe, you know, look around you. When you are able to look around you and to focus on somebody else, you can only focus on somebody else if your container is really full of love. And if you love yourself back, then you give the love to somebody.
It's so true. You can't love someone when you need something from them, when you expect them to do it for you.
Well, if you need something from somebody, then it's not a really relationship because then it's just a relationship based on interest.
But
and that's not a relationship.
Almost, I think really most or at least many relationships are based on that. It's like a woman finds a man because he's successful and he looks a certain way and she thinks he's going to look good to her friends and all kinds of things like that. Instead of who he is and what she is going to share with this person.
And what
she
has to offer, exactly. Yes. But if you come out
absolutely.
Of a dysfunctional family, you sometimes don't even realize that you attract the wrong people. You realize it when it's at the end. And then you realize maybe that there is a cycle in it and it comes back and it comes back and it comes back. Well, when it comes back all the time, then it's really time to get the awareness to it and to change.
But it's not,
and if you,
the issue is not just that you attract them, but that that's what you're attracted to.
Yep,
like
exactly.
You may find
because
other men coming to you.
Yeah.
But you're
this is
the
why
one you're interested
in. You. Yeah. I totally agree with you, Erica, because something in you is attracted to this thing what the other person has. Because you have, for example, not identified, maybe your mother was narcissistic. Maybe your father was narcissistic. Maybe yourself, you went through a different kind of abuse when you were a child. Then if this is not healed and if the trauma is still in you, the emotional toxicity brings pain and symptoms if it's still in your body. And it can come out with, even with joint pain, even with back pain, but it can come out as well that you're looking actually for a narcissistic person, for an abuser, because you are used to this. You're not even used to have a loving, kind, caring relationship. You don't know it, what that actually is. That can be healed. And this is why I'm
so
passionate about it.
New question is, How can our listeners make these changes that to get in touch with what they don't want and finally be open to what they really want?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. So I have multiple solutions. Either you come into an introductory call and we really look what you want to attract, and where you are. I don't want to talk, I don't want this. You know exactly, but you're then focusing on what you do not want. Focus on what you want. Write it down. Write it down what you actually want. Even the pros and the cons. Everybody was always talking. When I grew up, write it down, pros and cons. And I hated it. But this is actually exactly what we need to do. And I would say a coach will be able to help you to see the very most important points that you are still trying to avoid. Because to be honest with ourselves, to be authentic and really go into those corners that are hurtful is something that not everybody wants to do at the beginning, but sees that there is a blockage. And a coach will be able to guide you through those blockages.
It's beautifully said. So now I'd like you to tell about the summit, like what led to creating this current summit, and tell us people can expect from it.
Oh, I am so passionate about this. The evolution, even my personal evolution, led to this summit. Because since the unprecedented time since COVID, I really started with virtual summits because my clients were saying, I don't know anymore where to find people. I don't know anymore how to connect. So this is how it led actually to the creation of any kind of virtual event for myself and for my company. This is how I started. And becoming a Reiki master, getting into the energetic of our beings, led to this beautiful, the gift of loving yourself, to this kind of summit. Valentine's Day or the February is a month where everybody is more focused on love and relationship. And I said in these unprecedented times, a lot of people are actually more in fear and scarcity. Let's talk about how to get yourself out of this fear and scarcity. Let's create really 30 amazing international speakers, just like you, Erica. And I'm so proud and so happy
Thank
that
you.
You're part of it. And we really talk about
it.
Not only, right? And this is so important. Let's talk about love. And if people, what is love? Well, love has to do with courage, with joy, with fun, with positive energy. But on the other side, it has as well to do with, let's look into narcissism. We have, one of our speakers is an international speaker, wrote so many books, best-selling author, and she is part of the summit. We talked with you about love and self-care and relationships. We have a celebrity healer, Adrienne Blackwell, on the show as well. I talk about really mingling it together, nutrition, life, and energetically to have the one-stop shop healing component.
We have crystal healers. We talk about the intimacy as well. We give tools that you can use immediately in your house that everybody can do. There are so many solutions to so many opportunities and issues that all these 30 speakers have at least one or two in their hands. So get those 60 tips and tricks that you can implement immediately. Why wouldn't you? And on top of this, it's free.
Right. It's free, and it does take time to listen, so you can pick and choose. There's so many,
yes.
And I imagine you'll have a free weekend at the end to catch up if there's something you miss.
Well,
or
this,
you can actually,
like, I put those, yes, yeah. Those recordings are around 30 minutes to 45 minutes so that really people can listen to one and the other. We have two speakers a day to make it easier. Every speaker is even giving a gift to the audience, which is really amazing. And then we have the lifetime access to those recordings. So if you missed someone and you really want to listen into this, you can get the lifetime access as well to the recordings. And on top of the lifetime access, you get two healing sessions, one for your heart and one for your throat chakra. So all
beautiful.
Of this is actually then in a VIP package for you together with an introductory call to me. All of this is a beautiful bundle, and so that you don't really lose out on any of the beautiful information that those speakers can give to you.
So Astrid, we're going to have to close now. So just,
yes.
Do you have any final words for our viewers? Something to tell them that they can do now?
Something that nothing is impossible. That's number one. Because in the word impossible, it's I'm possible. That's number one.
Absolutely.
Everything is curable. Everything. Anything what you might have that somebody gave a name to is curable. And another tip is increase your water. Check on your water. Get your celery juice in the morning. And get on the phone with us. Because this is why I'm here.
Wow.
Thank you, Erica.
It was really so uplifting to listen to you today and to interact with you. And I know that our listeners are going to love this summit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would love to invite everybody to it. Yes.
So if you just tell us the name of the summit one more time, and the link is on this page.
Awesome. Yes, it's called Love the Soul, Heal the Body is the registration page. And the summit is called A New Version of You, The Gift of Loving Yourself. And I am your host, Asha Chiller.
And that is the most beautiful gift that any of us can give to ourselves. Is loving ourselves. And that's a gift that we can give to other people, because when we love ourselves, we're able to love them. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for this opportunity, Erica. I'd love to be here.
And to our listeners, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com. Browse the site. There are lots of videos, audios, articles to help you heal your body and your relationships, and especially the one with yourself through love. Bye for now, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.